You're listening to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 208. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, English Cafe, Episode 208. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. Download this episode's learning guide, an 8 to 10 page guide we provide for all of our current episodes that gives you some additional help in improving your English. You can also take a look at our ESL podcast store with additional courses in English, as well as our ESL podcast blog. You can become a member of our website, help support it by going to eslpod.com and taking a look at our memberships. On this cafe, we're going to talk about beauty pageants or contests where you have beautiful and sometimes talented women. We'll also talk about something that most Americans know about, the National Weather Service, and what that is. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. This cafe begins with a discussion of beauty pageants. A beauty pageant, P-A-G-E-A-N-T, is sometimes called a beauty contest. It's a competition where usually you have beautiful women who are competing to see who is the most beautiful. There are many beauty pageants in America. In fact, they are common for girls of all ages and for young women, even for older women. Most of these are small beauty pageants for a particular school, a particular city or town. For example, you might be, say, a 17-year-old girl that enters a beauty contest, a beauty pageant, and you win for your particular town or city. Then you might go to another competition with girls representing many different towns and cities, or representing your state. The winners of these competitions usually are called Miss, and then whatever city, town, or place they're from. So if you have a beauty pageant here in Los Angeles and you win, you would be called Miss Los Angeles. You are the winner of the beauty contest and supposedly the most beautiful woman in Los Angeles. Well, there are a couple of different organizations that have beauty pageants, not just locally, but also at the state level and at the national level, even at the international level. In the United States, there are two main beauty pageants or systems of beauty pageants. One is called Miss America, and the other is called Miss USA. The Miss America pageant is on television, as is the Miss USA pageant. If you win the Miss USA award, if you become Miss USA, then you go on to an international beauty pageant called Miss Universe, where every country or many countries send the winner of their competition, supposedly the most beautiful woman from that particular country. The Miss America pageant, however, is probably more popular, more well-known here in the United States. The women who compete in the Miss America pageant obviously need to be beautiful, that's why they're called beauty pageants. But they're also judged on other things. In this case, to be judged, means to be analyzed and given usually a number of points between 1 and 10, showing how good you are at something. In the Olympics, for example, ice skaters are judged on their speed and ability to jump, among other things. You can judge something on many different criteria, many different things that you decide are important. The Miss America contestants, the people who compete in the pageant, are called contestants because it's a contest, are judged in five areas. The first is a personal interview with the judges, where the contestant receives points for being polite, being confident, being articulate, meaning they are able to say what they want very clearly. The contestants are also judged on some talent, the ability to do something creative or difficult. Many contestants choose singing or dancing as their talent, so they have to sing something or dance in a certain way, and they are judged on that. The third thing the contestants are judged on is called lifestyle and fitness in swimsuits, where fitness means their health, how athletic they are. The word lifestyle usually refers to how a person lives, the different habits that they have. When they have the competition on television, the contestants wear swimsuits, but they also are walking in high-heeled shoes. A heel, H-E-E-L, is a back part of a shoe. High-heeled would be when the back part is raised up, usually a half inch or maybe an inch or more. So these women are walking in high-heeled shoes because high-heeled shoes tends to make a body of a woman move in a certain way that people find attractive, I'm told. These women are wearing swimsuits and high-heeled shoes, and they walk across a stage, which is a high place where everyone can see them. They're judged on their fitness and on their posture, how straight their body is when they stand and walk. This is definitely the most controversial part of modern beauty pageants. Something that is controversial is something that people disagree about. There are many people who think it's wrong for women to be judged wearing swimsuits in front of everyone else, as if they were some sort of animal, but other people enjoy watching this part of the competition. I'm sure you can understand why, especially if you're a man. The fourth thing the contestants are judged on is their evening wear. Evening wear means very nice clothes that you would wear to a special event, such as a wedding or a formal party at night. A New Year's Eve party, for example. It isn't the type of clothing that you would normally wear in the evenings. The contestants wear beautiful long dresses and expensive jewelry, diamond rings and, well, diamond earrings and that sort of thing. Lots of diamonds. They're judged on the way that they walk in these beautiful dresses as well. They're judged generally on something that we would call their poise. Poise, P-O-I-S-E, is the way that you behave, the way that you move your body in a very confident, calm, and controlled manner. The fifth part of the competition is when the contestants come on stage and they are asked a different question. The questions are usually about things that are happening in the news right now, what we would call current events. Contestants don't know what the question will be before they're asked it, so they have to be prepared with knowledge about what is going on in the world today. Normally, when they have the Miss America pageant, they show all 50 women, And then they select 10 or 15 women, and those are the only 10 and 15 that might perform, sing, and dance. And then they narrow it down, meaning they reduce the number usually to 5 women. And then those 5 women each answer a question. So not all of the women in the pageant answer the questions and go through all different 5 elements. If you win the beauty pageant, if you become Miss America, you receive a crown and a sash. A crown is a piece of metal worn on your head, usually in a fancy shape with many expensive jewels, such as diamonds. Kings and queens, for example, traditionally wear crowns. So the beauty pageant winner is, we even use as a verb, crowned Miss America, meaning they're given a crown. The sash is a long piece of colored fabric that has the ends sewn together to make a large circle. And this is worn over one shoulder of the winner of Miss America. Even the other contestants wear sashes, usually with the names of their states on it. This sash, however, if you win, says Miss America on it. Throughout the year, Miss America travels throughout the country, speaking usually about some particular charity or cause that she's interested in. A Miss America might go around and try to improve education, help the homeless, fight against hunger. Miss America goes to many small cities and towns, ceremonies when, for example, a new business opens, or they might even go to important sporting games, sporting events. Miss America can also appear in television commercials, and of course, many people try to get their picture taken with Miss America. Some people try to get Miss America's telephone number, but that's a different issue. When you talk about the Miss America pageant to old people like me, they will remember someone by the name of Burt Parks. Burt Parks was the man who was the host of the Miss America pageant from 1955 until 1979, so almost 25 years. After the winner was announced for Miss America, the host, Burt Parks, would sing a song that many people know, at least those who grew up in the 70s. There she is, Miss America. There she is, your ideal. That's all I remember. Ideal would be what you would want, what you would like to be. So there she is, Miss America, after she wins and a crown is put on her head and she puts the sash on. She walks down what we would call a runway, which is part of the stage that goes out into the audience. And she waves to everyone who is clapping for her, of course. I should mention that many Miss Americas, after they win, go on and have careers in singing and acting or on television. To be a former Miss America, to have once won the Miss America crown, is a rather prestigious thing, at least in the entertainment industry, I would guess. Prestigious means it is highly valued, it is highly honored. Some people believe that beauty pageants are good opportunities for young women to learn about themselves and become more confident. The winners of these beauty pageants often receive scholarships, money they can use to pay for their college or university studies. There are others, however, who think that beauty pageants in general are demeaning to women. To demean, D-E-M-E-A-N, something, means to show someone less respect than you should, to make someone uncomfortable. For example, many people who have college degrees might think it would be demeaning for them to do something that did not require a college degree, such as cleaning bathrooms. People who believe that beauty pageants are demeaning to women think that they put too much importance on how a woman looks, her physical beauty, and not enough on her intelligence. However, the Miss America pageant continues. It has been going on since 1921, and I doubt it will stop any day soon. So that's the Miss America pageant in particular. Again, there's another national pageant called the Miss USA pageant. I should add that the home of the Miss America pageant is Atlantic City, New Jersey, on the east coast of the United States, and it's famous for having the Miss America pageant there. Now let's change topics and talk about another famous organization in the United States, but one that is a little less, how we should say, sexy, and that would be the National Weather Service, which used to be called the Weather Bureau. The National Weather Service is an American government agency that provides information about the weather and the climate in the United States. The National Weather Service gathers information from all over the U.S. It has many regional centers, over 122 offices that give local weather forecasts. A forecast is a prediction, what you think is going to happen in the future. So a weather forecast would be saying what you think will happen tomorrow. Will it rain? Will it snow? Will it be sunny? And so forth. Every morning I look at the forecast in the newspaper to see what the weather will be like so I can decide what I'm going to wear. Unfortunately, or fortunately, here in Los Angeles, the weather is almost always the same. In fact, there was a famous movie called L.A. Story where the weathercaster didn't have to really think much on most days because the weather was always going to be the same, sunny and 72 degrees. That's a great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen L.A. Story. It makes fun of life here in Los Angeles, but also I think is somewhat accurate in many ways. Getting back to the National Weather Service, because it's such an exciting topic. National Weather Service also issues or gives out what are called weather warnings, statements about bad things that might happen, telling people basically to be careful because there may be bad weather coming. This could include hurricanes and tornado warnings. These are strong winds that can damage property and kill people. The National Weather Service has special tools for disseminating its warnings, for sharing its warnings with other people. When a storm is approaching an area, when it is coming close to a certain area, the local radio programs and television stations will often be interrupted with a few loud beeps to get your attention. A beep is beep, 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 beep. And when you hear that, you know that there's going to be some special announcement. And these are often from the National Weather Service, which are warning you about some storm or some weather problem that you should be aware of. You can go to the website of the National Weather Service at weather.gov, G-O-V, to see what the weather will be like in a particular area in the United States, if you live here or are traveling here. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Jürgen, J-U-E-R-G-E-N, in Germany. The question has to do with the difference between like and same as. Like means similar to. It can be compared to. For example, that shirt is like the one I bought. It is similar to the one I bought. You can use same as, but that usually means identical. It's exactly the same. It's equal. I bought a shirt the same as Bob's. It's the exact same shirt or type of shirt. So like means similar, but not necessarily exactly the same. And same as means identical, equal, the same. However, both of these terms can mean slightly different things if we use them in other expressions. For example, we have an expression just like, which in fact means the same as. So just like does mean exactly like. This school looks just like the one I went to back in the 1970s. It's the same as, identical. Similarly, you can also say almost the same as, which would mean, in that case, closer to like. These shoes are almost the same as the ones I bought. That means the same as, these shoes are like the ones I bought. So if you put a just in front of like, then it means the same as. And if you put almost the same as, it means the same as like. Confusing a little, I know. Like is also a verb. It can mean to enjoy something. I like ice cream. Like can also be used, especially in informal conversation, to take up space, what we would call a conversation filler. Like, it's very popular among some teenagers and younger speakers, shall we say. If you listen to a teenager, you may hear something such as, so I was like going to go to the store, and then like my friend, she told me like she wasn't going to like really want to go with me. And I said, well, like, okay, fine. That would be an example. Jan, J-A-N, from the Czech Republic, wants to know how we use the phrase, the question, how do you do? When is this used? How do you do is a very polite, formal phrase used when meeting someone for the first time. I've never met this person before, and I may be introduced to them. I may say, oh, Mr. President, how do you do? It means the same as how are you, but it's a little more formal. You can also use the expression, it's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you. And you would say, it's nice to meet you too. However, only one person normally would say, how do you do? If someone says, how do? You would say, very well, it's nice to meet you, or something else. You don't also say, how do? To the person back. But when you say, it's nice to meet you, you're not asking a question, you're making a statement. So it's okay to say, it's nice to meet you too. Finally, Semire, S-E-M-E-R-E, originally from Ethiopia, now living in Boston, wants to know the meaning of the expression, what's up, and have a good one. What's up is a general, informal way of saying hello to someone. It means, how are you doing? Or, what's going on with you? What's new with you? It was very popular in the 80s and the 90s. There was a famous beer commercial where there were several people saying to each other, what's up? But they would say it in a very funny way. Something like, what's up? Something like that. That's not a very good imitation. But what's up is an informal way of saying how's it going. It's still used. Sometimes people will even just say sup, meaning what's up. They won't even say the what. They'll just say sup. This is very informal, however, and probably not something that you would want to say unless you felt very comfortable with the person and with your English. The second phrase, have a good one, is something that you would say when you were saying goodbye to someone. I would say it's an informal, casual way of saying goodbye to someone. You're wishing them to have a good day or a good evening. But instead of saying have a good evening, which is rather formal, you would say have a good one. You would often use this expression when perhaps it would be a while before you would see that other person, but not necessarily. It's definitely not something you would use with your boss or in a formal setting. There you would just say have a good evening, have a good day, or simply goodbye. Before we say goodbye, I want to ask you to send us your comments and questions. We don't have time to answer all of them, but we'll do the best we can. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. If you're not a Learning Guide member, consider joining ESL Podcast to help support these podcasts. We're able to provide the free audio because of members like you. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thank you for listening. Come back and listen to us next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast's English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2009 by the Center for Educational Development.